The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, I started talking about this yesterday, and a lot of people asked me to expand. I was surprised how much this topic got the attention of my listeners. I thought I'd put it all in one place for you. Folks, the lies about Israel are incredibly dangerous. The American people have no idea how much risk, how much danger they're in from Iran. Because we don't think like them. This attitude, I see it all the time, including sometimes on our, even on our text line, a lot of times online. Well, it's a war of choice, and I don't need to do that. I just want to, and I don't want to do that. And I just want to go about my life, and it'll be fine. It's Israel's war, and we shouldn't fight it for them. Golly, the stupidity. And it's not your fault if you're one of the few who sends me that. Media keeps you dumb. But Israel keeps you alive. She's not the way they tell you, it's the other way. One of the reasons I've spent a lot of time talking about Mohammad Golubov, who's he? Oh, he's the lead negotiator for Iran, head of their parliament, former head of their IRGC. And folks, I pointed this out to you. We did not kill the first layer of leadership. That's a lie. Hate to have to tell you that, but it was. Now the negotiation teams, the president, who is not dead, has been the president for a while, the leader of parliament, who is not dead and has been the leader of the parliament for a while, and the foreign minister, who is not dead and has been the foreign minister for a long time. We just killed a couple layers of military leadership. I'd be kind of like taking out Pete Hegseth. He'd be sad and all, but someone will step up to replace him and then you won't miss a beat. We didn't kill anyone who mattered. I mean, we did kill Khomeini, but he's a religious leader. These guys run the place. These guys slaughtered the 42,000, and these guys are coming for you like the hounds of hell. Now, they're alive and well. Wait, wait, wait. I thought Trump said that he killed three layers of leadership. Yeah, but it wasn't the important layers. The ones who want to kill you, are planning to kill you, and feel that it is morally and religiously incumbent upon them to kill you. So much so, they've put it into Iranian law. As Americans go about blissfully unaware of the fatwa on all of our heads, as if we can just opt out of being killed by them. No time for that today. Can't afford it. Don't want to fight a forever war. I'll just go about my bit. Kaboom is how that's going to end. But why hasn't it ended that way yet? And folks, I get it. You're tired. I'm tired. The Bush regime lied to us. The Obama regime lied to us to trick us into long-term wars. 21 years in Afghanistan? Really? We should have just gone in and picked up bin Laden, maybe picked off the Taliban leaders who were sheltering him. We could have done that in 6 weeks. It was stupid. We shouldn't have stayed in Iraq either. In fact, the only reason I think we did was because the military industrial contractors that did all the supplies became so terribly wealthy and donated to Congress, and well, everyone wanted to keep the war going. This isn't that, folks. You've noticed with no troops on the ground, there's really no way for those contractors to make bank off this war because Trump has always refused to use that model, the profit model. So what is going on? Folks, legitimately, we have a country that believes that in order to inherit the afterlife and the rewards in this world, getting to rule at the foot of the Mahdi, they have to kill us morally. It's literally burned into their system. They will kill you the first chance they get with a nuke. They're not like us. They don't think like us. But maybe we should actually try to stop and understand how they do think. One of the most interesting things about Golubov, Mohammad Golubov, aside from the fact he's the guy, you ever see those videos online where they're standing in the Iranian parliament and some guy holds up a U.S. flag and chants death to America, sets it on fire? That's him. Yeah, he's a lead negotiator. The one J.D. Vance took those great pictures. They're smiling and acting like they're friends. I'm thinking, Mohammed Ghalibaf, if he can get a team over the border, he'll try to kill you when you run for president. Hope that bulletproof glass is strong. That's who we're dealing with. These are the ones who believe the Mahdi is coming, the Antichrist. But they think their genetic line and his genetic line are the same, and they're going to get to rule with him. They call him the Mahdi. They're flipping crazy. What do they have to do to bring the Mahdi out of hiding? The Mahdi's been around since like the 10th century in their whacked minds, and they got to impress him enough to get him out of hiding and come on and finish the world. Now, nobody, they're not going to die, but like everybody else is. Then they're going to rule. Sounds great. What do they have to do to get that? Well, we know because Ghalibaf has put it into Iranian law. It's not just theology. It's not just a belief system. It's law in Iran. It is the way things are, and they do not think like us. What do they have to do? They have to kill the big Satan, the great Satan. It's right in their law. He passed it. He was the head of parliament. He's the guy we're negotiating with. Who's the great Satan? Israel. It's not my problem. They should just fight their... Oh. You mean their law specifically names the great Satan? Yeah. And the little Satan. Who's the great Satan? Priority number one for decimation. Preferred by nuclear means. Us. Number two is Israel. Let me repeat that. We are the great Satan, not Israel. Well, they keep hitting Israel, though, and I don't even care. Oh, golly, it's like little kids. Yeah, because Israel's in the neighborhood. Their missiles can't reach the U.S., but the second they can, they will fire them. But they've been saying that for 20 years, and I don't even believe Israel, and I even think Israel lies, and they've got this lobbyist AIPAC, and I don't... Folks, do you know why you've been safe all this time? Do you have any idea? And I'm talking to the few of you. I know it's not to 70%. I'm talking to the few of you out there who send me these demented anti-Semitic texts. We're fighting for Israel. No, Israel has kept you alive. We have a grid that hasn't been decimated by a nuke because of Israel.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Let me give you just a little bit of history. As Democrats furiously funded Iran, 2010, Israel and the U.S. unleashed Stuxnet together, the first cyber weapon. It works great. Sets Iran's nuclear program back years. 2010 to 2020. The Mossad systematically assassinates all of Iran's top nuclear scientists, one after another, after another, after another, in the heart of Tehran. What's that worth? Slowed their program down for years. That's why Democrats have had to shovel cash at it. $200 billion. 2021, multiple sabotage operations, blow up Natanz, explosions, blackouts, entire centrifuge halls wiped out. They have to rebuild. 2021, Israeli drones hit Karaj centrifuge manufacturing facility. 2024 and 2025, direct Israeli strikes hammer Iran's nuclear and military sites, assassinating key commanders and scientists. You know the rest. They have kept them at bay for years. And you, my friend, are their number one target. So don't tell me we're fighting a war for Israel. Don't tell me BB controls Trump. Thank God that man is there and that he has fought our war for the longest time as you lived in peace and absolute, utter, blissful ignorance. We need Israel. We need Israel strong. And I'm telling you, $3.8 billion a year and some of our technology to Israel is a small price to pay. A small price to pay. It's a mutual interest. What about these people who say, well, AIPAC, American-Israeli PAC, and they do mean things, and they control everything. Yeah, Trump, CME's controlled. Notice those people when they say that stuff never share links. I'm going to tell you why on the other side. It's a total lie. Here's the other one, folks. The other part of the big lie is that this group, AIPAC, American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, is controlling Trump, okay? Controlling Congress, and it's the Jews. And the Jews are somehow making Trump fight their wars. Never mind, the Jews are fighting our wars. Thank God for that. I just explained that in the last segment there. Well, how are the Jews doing this? Ooh, they donate money and they lobby. No. Are you kidding me? Yeah, nobody else does that. Everybody else does that. AIPAC made them do it. They gave money to Congress. Well, how much money did they spend lobbying? They had $3.5 million a year. See, they control everything, the Jews. Oh. Well, that doesn't really compare so well to, say, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. $96 million? Those are the open borders guys. How about Big Pharma? $60 million. How powerful actually is AIPAC when you look at their total donation? Well, Tablet Magazine took a look at that. Headline, how influential is AIPAC? Less than beer sellers, public accountants, and Toyota. You know, big Toyota, man. Got to watch those guys. They donate $50 million. Actually, the last cycle was only $28 million, but $28 million to $50 million to Congress members. A lot of money. It doesn't even scratch the top 40. U.S. Chamber of Commerce, number one, $94 million. Number two, National Association of Realtors, $72 million. Open Society Policy Center, $31 million. Pharmaceutical Research Manufacturers, $27 million. Number four. Number five, American Hospital Association. After that, Business Roundtable. Then Alphabet, Inc. Then American Medical Association. Then Blue Cross Blue Shield. Then AT&T. That's the top 10. Let's see. Top 20. AIPAC there? No. Who else? Who is more powerful than them? Boeing, Comcast, Amazon, Facebook, Pfizer, Exxon, FedEx, National Amusements, Inc., Anheuser-Busch, more powerful than AIPAC by spending. Philip Morris International, Recording Industry Association of America. Association of International CPAs, those are the evil accountants. Entertainment Software Association Group. And then AIPAC. So don't give me the Jews control Congress. How? AIPAC, Tara. Do your research. Learn more. I get those texts. You don't understand. Everything is controlled by those Jews. They make us fight their wars. Okay, sure. How about you go do some research on Anheuser-Busch and you show me how they control my life. See, what Americans don't understand, and I just ran it down for you, how through sabotage direct attacks for 20 years, they've stopped Iran from doing what in their law they are required to do. Again, go see Galibov, the lead negotiator. What is that? When they get the nuke, they are going to decimate it. They will hit us with it the second they can. And that had been 10 years ago, except for Israel. Fighting for your lame rear end while you are online telling me about AIPAC. And when I say, hey, give me a link, show me how AIPAC controls your life, and it's the Jews controlling every part of America. I mean, honestly, giving these numbers, I'm a little more worried about big beer, quite frankly, controlling my life than I am AIPAC. And God forbid the pharmaceutical industry. They give 10 times more. So before you spew this stuff online, and there's just a few of you, think and do some research. Again, multiple sabotage operations blew up Natanz 2020-2021. Destroyed the Karaj centrifuges. That's why you haven't been incinerated. Israel did all of it. Direct Israeli strikes, 2024, 2018. Decimation of the nuclear archive by the Mossad, 2010 to 2020. Mossad systematically assassinates all of Iran's top nuclear scientists. That is why we haven't been hit. You tell me Benjamin Netanyahu's making us fight their war? No, no, honey. They've been fighting ours. And thank God for that.
Battleground America with Tara are Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.